ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba.
Wednesday. When will this get old?
Oh, I don't think it ever will. Do you? I don't think so.
I'm off tomorrow and Friday, so I'll probably forget about doing it.
Well, you got to have somebody do it for you, don't you?
You do it tomorrow.
I can't. I'm non-union. I can't.
Non-union.
I'm non-union. We want to welcome a new sponsor to our show, Sluggo. If you have a slug problem there at your garden or your home, get yourself some Sluggo. Ask for it by name.
That made your day, didn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a product called Sluggo, but now I want one. It's like, remember years ago when we had a sponsor on that did, it was a guitar center, and they sold Sojin Baby Wah pedals, and I don't know, I didn't know what they were then, and I don't know what they are now, but I want one.
Cry Baby Wah?
Yeah, the Cry Baby Wah pedal.
Guitar Center, you are missing it, advertising, by not advertising on our show. Because this is the type of person who buys stuff at Guitar Center because their kids all want to play something
I bet,
now.
I bet that's true. I would imagine that that's true. All right. A change in your programming guide for tomorrow. The role of Wendy will not be played by Wendy because you're taking a day off.
Who's
Kevin,
Wendy?
Our producer, is going to sit in for you tomorrow. How about that?
He's already crawling over my dead body.
Yeah, pit practice. I'm Wendy. See?
That, do it one
Your
more time,
Your voice was
Kev.
Too high.
I'm Wendy.
That's pretty good. So let's. Can you and I do a little practice
sure.
for tomorrow's show?
Just a little run through.
All right,
okay.
So the show will start. Play some bumper music like the show's going to start.
Get that. Hold on.
Well, this is just a dress
Say
rehearsal.
Say Thursday, will you please?
No, I know he'll be able to do that.
All right.
That's the easy part.
Oh, you want me to do the EMA?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
Yeah, and then tomorrow you'll say.
But now, Kevin, you're filling in the whole show, right? The 10 to noon downstairs and the noon to 1 upstairs?
He gets the whole thing?
That's what I'm told, yeah.
What, they couldn't find anyone?
That's what I said.
No, Kevin will be great.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Kevin, don't do the Uma song. Do like a 10 o'clock song.
Uma.
Like, that joke worked well for Letterman. Do like it's a 10 o'clock show starter song, and I just want to see, and then we'll practice.
Oh, I love this.
This is just, now, you have to be honest. I know you don't want to be overly critical, but we're not going to try to pull it off as though you're not here and he's filling in, but let's just see if he could do it. All right? All right. Thank you, Steve. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy. Welcome to the Thursday edition of our show. You can call us or text us. We would love to have you. Hi, Wendy. How's everything?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing great.
What's going on in your life, Wendy? What have you been up to?
Well, I got Jimmy Mac. I got my two sons. Hey, I'm giving you
I'm Southern now? That's my mother-in-law.
I don't know where that came from. All right. I got to work on that, I guess. Yeah.
You know what? Can I just say that you'd be more believable being me just talking in your normal voice?
Yeah, just talking in your normal voice. Let's see if anyone notices.
All right. I like that plan.
All right.
I can't wait to hear tomorrow.
My go-to voices always end up in a Southern accent. I don't know why. I can't help
it. Your go-to voices, how many do you do?
Well, I've been working on like a London accent lately.
Let's hear a little of that.
Oi!
That's Australian.
See, I know.
They don't say that. They don't say that in London. They say that in Australia and in Israel.
Blimey!
For different reasons. They say that in England. Why
Crikey.
Why do you need a British accent, Kevin?
Just to have my repertoire.
Just to have one ready?
Does your wood nymph or whatever your character in...
Anorlon.
Anorlon.
Yeah.
What's his status?
He's a wood elf.
A wood elf.
What level?
Champion. I think he's like at least 55, 56 now.
Yeah.
And this is in Magic the Gathering?
No, Wendy.
When's the last time you played?
It's been at least over a year. It's been a while.
Oh, what? No, really?
First his band breaks up, now no more Magic the Gathering.
This is sad.
I've changed.
Strange days indeed, as John Lennon once said, Wendy.
Well, like I was telling you guys previously, I'm looking forward to maybe trying my hand at Dungeons & Dragons now, so...
Is that a step... I know this sounds awful, I don't mean it to. Is that a step up or a step down?
I think it's a step deeper.
It is.
Into the nerd realm.
It's funny, as I was telling you guys, he wasn't telling us, but in his work folder, I saw this little sheet that said Dungeons & Dragons on it. And I said, what's that? And he slammed his folder shut and said, you weren't supposed to see that.
So you're studying for Dungeons & Dragons?
Well, it's a character sheet. You have to develop your character, come up with a backstory.
What's your character for Dungeons & Dragons? Can you use the same one you used for
I think I could. The name, I'm not sure if
Morla?
I will or not, but I haven't decided. I might be like a half-elf or like a halfling.
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet. I got to talk with my dungeon master about it.
Norlan sounds like, that's the name Norlan?
A Norlan.
Because we used to spray that on Naugahyde when I was a kid to keep it fresh smelling.
Naugahyde
sounds like a good Naugahyde name. Yeah.
Well, if you're a half elf, why doesn't your character be called Hervé Villachez?
I don't know what that means.
Really? Tattoo.
That's all right.
Who?
Nah. Before his day. It was before his day. I know.
My goodness. I know. Cry eye these kids today, Bill.
They grow up so fast. All right. Well, Kevin, I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
It'll be fun.
Now, you have hosted and co-hosted shows on WGN before, just not with me, right?
Right.
With Michael Heidemann.
Just
you guys,
Michael, yeah.
Do the weekend rock show.
Every once in a while.
Sound sessions.
Is it Sound Sessions? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Way to know.
I didn't know the name of it. It's
Norlan.
Very late at night for me.
He's a muggle.
Michael Heidemann is a fine fellow. But I'm telling you, once you work with Bill Leff, you'll never want to work with anyone ever again.
I don't know what to expect because you
tomorrow.
Know, yeah, working with Michael, like that's my comfort zone. I know,
right?
That, but Bill, you're a wild card.
Oh, it's
yeah, but
be
you're
fun.
With him every day.
Yeah, I know.
Here's what would make a great radio show.
What?
What you guys discuss in the office before we go on the air. Just do that on the air.
Get Bertrand in there, too. Yeah,
yeah, Steve usually. Yeah, and he'll be on the show tomorrow, so that'll work. It'll be easy.
All right.
Are you nervous? I hope you're not nervous.
I'm not. Well, I figure you used to host solo, so worst case scenario, I can just shut up and it'll be your show.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Right.
I'll look over and I'll go, he's gone. Where did Kevin go?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
I will be at the College of DuPage tomorrow for a full day orientation for one Michael Mack, who will be starting there.
Oh.
And then the program, it's like a orientation day, new student orientation.
Yeah.
And it runs from 8:45 in the morning till 3:45 in the afternoon.
Wow.
But that's I have to
day.
Leave early because I have to be at my friend Sue's house to go to the Bears game tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. What a full day you have tomorrow.
I know. And I don't like to do more than one thing in one day. I don't like having things backed up. You know, I have anticipatory anxiety.
So one thing a day, ideally...
It's usually just work.
That's your limit. Just do the one thing.
I know you don't think like I do on many things, but it stinks when you have to go from one thing to another to another to another
mm-hmm.
that's not fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Although the Bears game, it'll be fun.
It's supposed to be fun.
I'm kind of excited to go.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a Bears game in about 5 years.
This still isn't technically it's a preseason game. So I guess it's kind of a game.
Well,
actually, their regular games haven't really been games either the last couple of years. But I'm sure that's turning around. I know that Coach Gibran and the boys will put together a fine season. Do you remember him, Abe Gibran?
Yes, I do. I knew the name.
Can I tell you what Abe Gibran reminded me of? And I don't think he's with us anymore. I think Abe Gibran is no longer, I think he's gone.
If not, he.
But Abe Gibran reminded me of the father of every girl I dated in high school.
Cranky?
Yeah, cranky.
He looks like my grandpa, kind of.
Does he look like your grandfather?
Bit, yeah.
Had you ever seen him before,
no,
Kevin,
this is
before
my first
today?
Time.
Yeah, Abe Gibran. I don't remember Abe Gibran ever being like in a jovial mood. Even when they'd win, you'd look over and he just seemed, we could have done better. Abe, you won. Yeah, we could have done better.
When did he coach? Like 70s? 60s?
In the early 70s. I think he played himself in Brian's Song, I think.
He died in 1997. Abe Gibran,
that long?
Who left his mark on professional football as a player, coach, wisecracker, and gourmand.
Now, I wouldn't have guessed three out of those four. I knew. I didn't know he played.
You knew he was a wisecracker.
I don't remember that. I just remember him being in a foul mood, and gourmand would infer that he knew what he was doing in a kitchen. That doesn't seem right.
He turned 72 the day before. He had been confined to home since he had a couple of strokes. Gibran played guard on offense and nose guard. Defense, nose guard?
Yeah.
That's a position or what you wear?
That's a position.
They still have it?
If the quarterback has a large schnoz.
Jimmy Durante's son is playing?
Joe Namath. When Joe Namath quarterbacked the Jets, he had a couple of nose guards.
But he had great legs.
Didn't he, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he died in 97, according to this information.
Oh, I had no idea. Can you look up, is there some way to look up to see if Abe Gibran played the role of Abe Gibran in the fantastic movie Brian Song with Sonny Corleone and Lando Calrissian?
He has an IMDb page, so that...
Does he?
And it looks like he is known for Brian Song, yeah.
He played himself in Brian Song.
Yep, himself, 1971.
You have a computer right in front of you.
I don't know how it works.
Kevin, get used to this tomorrow.
I know.
Did you ever see that movie, Kevin? Because you, I don't know if you usually cry at movies. I dare you to watch that movie and not cry.
I haven't. I'm kind of putting it off. I really want to.
You'll cry.
Just even hearing the music.
Na, 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 na.
Is Sayers? He's in that too,
isn't he?
Gale Sayers?
Yeah, but Billy Dee Williams plays him.
Oh.
Do you know who wrote that theme song?
Alan Thicke.
No, Alan Thicke. No, Michel Legrand wrote.
Who's that?
Fine composer.
Did what else has she done?
Summer of 42.
She did that too.
It's a man.
Michel is
a French guy.
Do you know what WGN radio personality is in Brian's song? I just learned.
Ed Obradovich.
Yep.
Yeah, Ed Obradovich is in that. That's right. He plays himself in that as well. Yeah. A lot of the Bears players at the time played, not all of them, but some of them played themselves, including Abe Gibran and Ed Obradovich. It's such a great movie.
It is really a good movie.
Oh, man. I've seen it, I think, five or six times, and I cry at the exact parts every single time. It's impossible to not cry during that movie.
It's a beautiful movie.
Yeah,
though.
It is. Here's an interesting thing about that movie. It was a made-for-TV movie. I can't think of another time that this has ever happened. They made this for television, and it did so well that then they showed it in theaters after it was a made-for-TV movie. That's never happened
before. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought it came to TV after it was at the theaters.
That's the way it always is. But in this case, made-for-TV, did well, got a lot of buzz. People went to see it in the theater. That's the only Abe Gibran movie, I think, that fits that description.
Well,
and he's been
making.
In a lot of movies, you know.
He hasn't.
He was in Love Story with Ally McGraw.
That was Steve McQueen.
No, Ryan O'Neill.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Ryan O'Neill. That's all right.
Whatever.
That's right.
This is the stuff you can look forward to tomorrow.
Kevin and I tomorrow are only going to talk about sad movies.
It'll be great.
I'm off on Friday as well as I take my other son, Dylan, to his high school orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're missing some big guests on Friday.
You know what?
I am
100% bummed about this.
You are missing some grade A quality guests on Friday.
I know. And the timing of this is terrible because I was like, well, maybe I could just get them through the high school registration and pay all the payments and then come in. But mm-hmm. It's like from 10 to noon, which guess when our show is?
Prime time, 10 to noon.
Do you want to mention who are some of the people? You have a mission, too, that you have to succeed at.
This won't be a problem. Beatles Fest is coming to Chicago, though I don't think it's allowed. I don't think we're allowed to call it Beatles Fest.
It's like
are we?
Fest for the fans of the Beatles. It's weird, yeah.
Legally, Wendy, much like we can't say Super Bowl, we also cannot say Beatles Fest. And I'm being told that we can no longer say avocado either, and I have no idea why.
That's a bummer.
We can't say it anymore. So because of Fest for the people who enjoy the music of the Beatles, is that what it's called?
Fest for Beatles fans.
Fest for Beatles fans. We have Denny Lane, who is a member of Wings.
And the Moody Blues.
We have Mark Hudson, who is one-third of the Hudson Brothers. That's right, the Hudson Brothers.
I know.
He's the middle Hudson brother, Mark Hudson. And we have Neil Innes, who is known for so many things. He is the extra Python. He's the Python that didn't get the credit, because he did a lot of their musical parodies, and he's also the originator of The Ruddles, which is, in my opinion, the greatest satire of all time.
Which
Ruddles.
Is why they can't call it Beatles Fest, probably, because he made fun of the Beatles.
No.
I know, it was a tribute.
It's got to be, yeah.
I know.
He doesn't look at it as a satire.
No,
he
no,
calls
no.
it, yeah, he says it's a tribute to the Beatles, and it is.
Absolutely.
Because the more you know about the Beatles, the more you really... I'm going to watch it again before tomorrow. I got to watch it tonight.
It's Friday that they're coming on, right?
Oh, on Friday, right. Yeah, yeah.
And Neil Innes is in the Bonzo
Dog
Doodah Band or something. And my son Michael is just a huge fan of his. I was surprised he even knew who he was.
He's so talented.
And Denny Lane as well.
Yeah.
So he brought in albums that you have to have them autographed for Michael.
There was a documentary a couple of years ago called The Seventh Python, which is about Neil Innes and his interaction with both the Beatles and the guys in Monty Python, because he was the bridge between those two amazing entities. And I was fortunate enough to have dinner with him that night. And it was
How did that happen?
You know, I was working at a station, and I set it up so that he could come on and be a guest on the show, and then I got fired that week.
What?
Yeah.
Because you had him on?
No. I think it was for a separate incident. They just, you know, they decided enough of this. They don't need me anymore over
Lale.
I didn't speak Spanish. I don't know why I was at Lale. I fooled them for about a year and a half, and then they said...
Were you El Pistolero?
Yeah, I was El Pistolero.
I did not know that.
No, you know what happened is I was so tired of working with Eric Ferguson that I said, enough of this. I'm heading for the hills.
I hear he can drive you nuts.
Yeah, that's what they say.
So you had him on, on a Monday or Tuesday, and then when were you let go?
We were supposed to have him on Friday, and then I got let go the week of.
So you didn't even get to have him on?
No, and they felt awful, the promoters. So they said, we hope you'll still come out to the theater, and I did still go out to the theater. And I had a dinner that had all these great comedy luminaries, like Tim Kazurinsky, who I had already known from Saturday Night Live, and Neil Innes was there, and one of the other Hudson brothers, Brett Hudson, was there, because they produced this documentary. But it was like the most incredible dinner. I felt so honored to be at this table with these giants, you know?
What, did you talk a lot, or were you just listening?
No, you know, they all treated me like an equal, which was their mistake.
That's because you were El Pistolero. They knew that.
Right. They were so excited to have dinner with El Pistolero.
Finally, the man behind the myth.
I made paellas, and they said that these are delicious. Muy delicioso were their words. I don't know what that
paella
means.
Paella is just a big pan of rice with stuff in it.
I know that. But
you made more than one?
Yeah, I made it. Everybody had their own. I didn't want to skimp.
Well, I am so jealous to be missing Friday.
It's going
to
be quite a show.
You know, we never have any good guests on this show.
No, but Friday.
Geez, yeah, star-studded.
By design.
Yeah.
So you wait till I'm off?
Yeah.
Who's co-hosting with you on Friday? Kevin again?
No.
Kathy Hart?
Yeah. No.
I wish. I'd listen.
It's not Kathy.
I like Bill and Kathy.
No, it's not going to be that. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then you know who's coming by? Speaking of your A-listers, is Judy Pilak. I'll have the news for you next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Judy, are you able to stick around for just a little bit?
Yes.
All right.
Isn't this the best part of your day?
Well, I don't know. It depends what's going on.
No, I think you'll enjoy this.
Okay. This is the best part of my day, by the way.
Thank you. That means a lot to both Wendy and myself. Not Kevin as much.
Including eating, sleeping, everything. This is the best part of my day.
Wow.
I know.
That says a lot. Well, thank you, Judy. That's so nice.
Don't screw it up.
No, we're not going to screw anything up. We're not going to screw anything up. Last night, this started making the rounds on the internet. It's a test that you can take to determine whether or not you would, in fact, be allowed to enter American soil. You know, they're in the process of trying to change the immigration laws. Donald Trump not happy with how easy it is for people to get into our country. So you can now take a simple test. I think it's 8 or 9 questions. And depending on your answers, this will tell you whether or not you would be allowed to live in the United States if you were from somewhere else. Can we take the test and see how you guys do?
I'm going to do terribly.
Me too, and I'm a news person. Go ahead.
There's just a lot of information in our heads, so sometimes it gets cluttered.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what this reminds me of is, this comes out about once a year. They show the test, I think it's called the naturalization test.
Oh, yeah.
That shows that if you were born elsewhere, you have to study to learn about our country, and you take this test, and more Americans than not do horribly at this test.
I mean, I get it, too, because, I mean, look, when you go for your driver's license test originally, you got to really know.
If I had to take that test now, I would fail.
Well,
would
that's you? What I'm thinking, because
yeah.
I don't know when I have to take the written test again. I don't know. But I
panic
mean,
every time.
I know. So when you panic, too, it shuts down that little chute in your head that has that information.
Right.
Because, I mean, you should have to study for it. So we, at one point, probably, this is just a disclaimer I'm getting out there now. We probably at one point knew the answers to these questions, but we may not know them today.
More than likely, like in, remember in grade school, did you have to take the Constitution test?
Oh, it's required. It's required to this day, still, yes, even in high school.
So you were probably, or we were probably,
it's middle school,
peak.
So.
Oh, is it middle school?
Yeah.
I thought like ours was eighth grade.
Sixth grade,
to
maybe.
Graduate.
Or...
Oh, maybe.
Oh, maybe it was eighth grade. It's still middle school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you arguing about, the two of you?
Yeah, I know.
We just like to argue. No, we don't. Yes, we do. No,
I mean,
we don't.
Only because I just remember studying with every kid, because that was a difficult one. It's just a lot of information.
Yeah.
You studied with your kids?
I did.
I'm a bad mom.
Well, we had some kind of cards, you know, that
flashcards?
Flashcards that they gave us. So I had them with each kid. It was, I mean, they were perfect.
The right questions, the right answers. Yeah. It was all about the amendments and when everything was ratified.
But it was also stuff like, you know, what's the right of way a government has to take your home? See? I already forgot what it's called, but it's called something. I mean, stuff like that, it's difficult.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, prohibition.
No, we don't ever want that to happen again.
The Stamp
Act. I am totally for hibition, by the way.
We want hibition.
So, yeah.
Inhibition.
No, it's called, it's on the tip of my tongue.
The Stamp Act.
The government, if it needs your home to put a highway through, yeah, it's called,
unfair?
Domain. Something with domain. Eminent domain.
Domini Pongo.
God. Why aren't you a contestant on the Match Game?
My goodness. He would be a gazillionaire by now. Really, you would.
They won't answer my calls. All right, so let's take this test together and see if, Wendy, if you would be allowed to come to the United States. Judy, if you would be allowed to come to the United States.
It's embarrassing.
I wonder how we'll do. So here's how they rate the test. Here's how you discover whether or not you'd be allowed in. It says, would you qualify for legal immigration to the United States? You must answer the following questions to find out. You need at least 30 points to be eligible to apply for immigration.
I am already freaking out, and I live here.
You don't have to freak out. Here. All right, so question number one is, how old are you? And then here are your options. 18 to 21, you get 6 points. You guys are going to... Oh, this will sound like the most backhanded.
Wait, how old am I? There's
compliment.
Only one answer.
Right. This is an awful...
No, it's going to give you points based
you get
on
more
your age.
Points. The older you are, the more points
Perfect.
You get.
Perfect. I'm going to win.
So let's say you're between 41 and 45. You get 4 points. Oh, no, you get less points at this point. Let's say between 46 and 50, you get 2 points. But if you're over 50, you get 0 points.
What? Okay,
well, so why'd you even bring this up?
Well,
to hurt us?
No,
because you're over
like,
52.
I'm a big fat zero.
Here's it looked like it was going to benefit us because it said if you're 18 to 21, you get 6 points. Then it went up. 22 to 25, 8 points. It keeps going up. 26 to 30, you get 10 points. So I go, oh, by the time they get to 50, you're going to get 100
no,
points for
because
this.
You know what? We're on the downside of
down.
Collecting Social Security and
That's
using
it.
Services. And
for
they
all
don't...
the hate that us millennials get, looks like we're pretty valuable.
Yeah, you're doing well on this.
For one
comment.
Question of a naturalization test or whatever
Thanks,
this is.
Trump.
So, well.
Jeez.
So, unfortunately, you get 0 points for this one, both Trudy and Wendy.
Yeah, I know. Rub it in. We could have just skipped this question.
That was a pretty easy one.
Kevin
so.
Walks away
he
with a bunch
correctly.
Of points.
All like, right, Kevin, keep track. You have six?
Wait, no, either 10 or 8. Are you 30 or 31?
I'm 30.
You're
30?
You get 10 points.
What?
So far, Kevin be the only person.
Winner, immigration.
What? Here's question number two. What's your highest level of education? If it's less than a high school diploma, you get 0 points. If you get a high school diploma or the foreign equivalent of a high school diploma, you get 1 point. If you have a foreign bachelor's degree.
I do.
Well, you dated some foreign bachelors.
That doesn't count?
No.
They told me it would.
Are you saying foreign?
Sorry, Ramon.
Foreign bachelor's degree?
Foreign bachelor's degree gets you 5 points, but if you have a U.S. bachelor's degree, you receive 6 points. So that's good news.
Okay.
If you have a foreign master's degree in either science, technology, engineering, or math, you
I
get
do.
7 points. And you do. I know you do. You're a draftsman in Caracas, Venezuela, correct?
Yes. Draftsperson,
I apologize. If you have the U.S. master's in science, technology, engineering, or math, you get 8 points. If you have a foreign professional degree or doctorate in science, technology, engineering, or math, you get 10 points. And the same in the U.S., you get 13 points. So I believe that would give you 8 points, right? No, you have a bachelor's. You have 6 points.
I have an associate's degree. I don't have a bachelor's degree.
You owe them 10 points.
Well, no, there is no associate's degree on there.
No, it's not listed.
So not I guess listed. Give me the high school.
1 point.
Oh, crap.
I've got six.
Woo, woo.
You have a bachelor's, right?
But a bachelor's.
My master's degree from the Sally Struthers College.
Mm-mm.
It was foreign, but...
doesn't count.
I wonder
doesn't
what a Trump count. University degree gets you.
Oh, it doesn't say, Kev. That's a good... That's
a lawsuit.
I have a Bachelor of Science. I think I should get a couple more points, because science is really important.
Really?
I'm going to give you a half a point for
I know.
That.
Isn't that kind of weird, Bachelor of Science for my major?
Yeah. Kevin, you walked away with 5 points on that? 6 points.
For bachelor's, it's six, right?
Six, yep. All right, so you guys all got six.
What's associates? One?
That would
be
yes,
high school graduation.
One. One.
I suck.
You get one. It says, what is your English ability? If it's poor, you get zero. If it's not as good as poor, poorer. All right, if it's poor, you get zero. If it's moderate, you get six. If it's good, you get 10. If it's excellent, it's 11. You get 11.
I get 11. We all
Judy,
get 11.
You get 11.
Yeah, I think we all get
Kevin,
11.
You get 11.
Kevin gets 1.
Kevin
gets 1.
Kevin uses the language all the time.
Well, wasn't there a fluent option?
Yeah, fluent, you get 12 points, but fluent isn't as good as excellent. Is it?
Well, are we
excellent?
Well,
I want the more points.
Yeah,
I don't
we're
care
all
what
fluent.
It is.
We get 12 points.
I think you guys should get 11.
You know what? You're not getting in the country.
I don't want it in the country.
I'm already not.
I want to have to stay outside of the country. It says, do you have a job offer?
Not currently, because
well,
I'm
you
employed.
Have a job.
We
right.
have jobs, so we're good.
All right. Now, this one gets tricky, because you almost have to divulge some information. But if it's no, if you do not have a job offer, no prospects, 0 points. If it's you do, and the salary is less than $77,900, 0 points. If it's yes with a salary... of at least 77,900, you get 5 points. Yes, with a salary of 103,900 or more, you get 8 points. And the salary is 155,800, you
what
get 13
are you,
points.
What about a million? Because that's how much I make.
You make a million?
Yeah. Well, we can't even answer the question because we, of course, have jobs. So
right.
Like
but
no,
well, how but, are they getting a job?
But they're saying job offer into employment itself. So if you've got to get, you guys are both working. And as Wendy pointed out, she's making a million. Judy, I don't know if you're making a million, but...
way above that.
Way, way, way above that.
Been here a long time.
Well, but Judy got the Walk of Fame bonus. You didn't get a Walk of Fame bonus.
It was $1 million.
$1 million Walk of Fame bonus. So...
I blew it all, though, at the bar that day.
Well, she treated everyone.
All of it?
It's not her just because it was
wow.
herself.
Wow.
She was unselfish.
So add your... You don't have to divulge what your points up, but throw those on your total... so again, a salary less than 77,900, you get zero. A salary over 77,900, 5 points. If it's over 103,900, it's 8 points. 155,800, it's 13 points. The next question. I already know the answer to this. Do you have a Nobel Prize?
Only one.
Or a major international award? Now, Judy.
The Walk of Fame.
You are a member of the Walk of Fame, but Wendy has just been inducted or indicted into the Italian Americans Hall of Fame.
Indicted.
So you get
it's
points.
Not the Italian American Hall of Fame. It's the Impressa Award, which is Italian American woman who is proud of her Italian heritage and is showing that. God, I got to get my
right.
speech ready.
And Jude, the statue is shaped like Mama Celeste.
Shut That's up. Pretty impressive, though.
It's very impressive,
right? Your
it's
culture
very
is
impressive.
Acknowledging
yes.
you because you acknowledge being.
I'm
Italian,
proud of being Italian.
Yeah.
Perfect. So
absolutely.
I had that. It all started when I was probably in eighth grade and I had the Kiss Me, I'm Italian shirt. See,
mm-hmm.
I knew someday that would come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
But it no, did. I have not received
no Nobel Prize, no major international award. So no point. You get
mm-hmm.
no points.
Yeah.
The WGN Walk of Fame is a local award. It's a very highly coveted local award, but not international. So neither of you get a point on that. And
yeah.
Kevin, you don't have any on those, do you?
No,
nothing.
There's no Magic the Gathering award that you won?
Not yet.
You know, I have two of those other awards. I can't think of the guy's name right now.
Marconi Awards.
No, I was just going to say Marconi. No, the other guy for news.
The Roger Treemster Award?
Ryan Burrow. The Ryan Burrow Award.
The Burrow Award. Let me burrow my head in your shoulder. No, it's, oh my God, this is terrible.
Who is it?
You know, it's the highest award you could get for news.
Oh.
Edward R. Murrow.
Edward R. Murrow. Thank you. I have
that's
two
see,
of those.
I was close with the Burrow.
Burrow, Murrow, yes. I have two of those.
I would almost want to give you some points for that.
I know. It's
that's a pretty good award.
But we'll, but continue.
Pretty good,
I won't
dude.
Take it. I won't take any points on that.
Have any of you won an Olympic medal and then they qualify it in the past 8 years?
Gosh, I just missed that
one. You just missed that one because of the uneven bars.
Parallel bars, yeah.
The unparalleled
they
bars.
Knocked me down.
But you get up again. They're never going to knock you down. Neither of you get any points for that. Do you plan on investing any money in the United States?
No.
If your answer is no, you get 0 points, Wendy. If the answer is yes, with foreign currency less than $1.35 million for new commercial enterprises, you also receive 0 points. But if your answer is yes, with foreign currency worth between $1.35 million and $1.8 million, you get 6 points. And if your answer goes up to $1.8 million or more, you get 12 points. Do either of you plan on investing in any foreign businesses in the $1 million range?
That is a really terrible question. This is who is this for?
Multimillionaires.
Well, who is this?
I get it. They don't. If you're going to come to this country, they want you to bring your money invest it here.
But who has $1 million that's coming
Lots
in?
Lots of people.
Really?
Yeah.
But it excludes, like, when you think of your average immigrant who just wants a better life, like whatever country
they're... I'm sorry. I mean, lots of people have it. They're not coming here.
Right.
Yeah. These immigrants, no, nobody has that.
What happened to give us your poor, your tired, your...
No, now we want your millions.
We want your money now. They have to change it on the statue.
Or whatever. I'm trying to think of the Polish currency.
Zoltas?
Zoltas.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't we work with him at Q101?
The brother from another
band. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zoltas?
Zoltas. He did the late night show with Eastern European music. So,
again, I'm confused as to who this test is given to.
Well, it's given to anybody who wants to come into the United States through immigration.
No, I thought you said this is what they would like to ask them. This isn't really the test.
No, this isn't the actual test.
Okay.
No,
thank
no.
you.
I thought you said this was what Trump would like the test to be, correct?
I'll read it to you. It says, Donald Trump announced his support last week for the new merit-based. It's the merit-based immigration bill that would screen visa applicants using a point system. The Republican-backed proposal, which would significantly reduce the number of people allowed to legally immigrate to the U.S., would weigh each person's age, education, English ability, job offer salary, investments, and even whether the person has an Olympic medal.
I do.
Wendy does, but she doesn't like to talk about it.
How ridiculous.
So this is the actual proposed test,
yeah.
I guess.
And look at what it's doing.
It's
don't
saying,
give us your downtrodden,
your tired,
and your
huddled
tired
masses.
And no, we want
rich people,
educated rich people who will bring $1 million and invest in.
Well, I mean, come on. Yes, that would be nice, but you can't base
realistic.
It on that.
It's not realistic.
Tired people don't work very well.
Are there any questions in there about are you being sought after for murder in your country,
or if it says
has your family been
that.
Murdered and you're seeking shelter,
doesn't
that
ask.
Kind of thing?
They don't want to know. Don't ask, don't tell.
That's not what they have.
Yes, it is. So this is.
Is that it?
Yeah. So
those are all the questions.
Add them up and tell me if you have 30 points. And if the answer is no, you don't have at least 30 points. So
I
you're
don't.
Not allowed to.
I'll
you,
be staying well, in Warsaw for quite a while.
Neither of you are allowed in.
No,
then
I'm not allowed. Maybe Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin. Are you allowed in either?
I just missed the cut.
Oh, it's so sad.
What about you, Mr. Smarty Pants?
I don't want in. I'm happy elsewhere.
Yeah, based on those questions, I don't want to even come to this country.
Right. Wow, this is, I know you could make the argument, people have made the argument, that it's just too easy to become, a citizen
it's
of the United
not,
States.
It's not, though, is it?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
It's time-consuming, but it's not academically hard or...
You still have to...
Monetarily, I mean, yeah, you have to...
You have to study.
Yeah, my grandmother became a citizen, and she, oh my gosh, was the proudest thing of her life.
All right, but
so it's just a different time,
But you know how this country was built on the dream that immigrants from other countries that wanted a better life could better themselves by coming here. We're now saying, well, we tried that for a while, and it was very successful for a while, but now we have some new rules.
But now all the people who became successful based on that criteria, now we don't want that anymore.
Right.
Because we want you to be successful already when you come here. And, I mean, there is something to be said about wanting a great core group of people, I guess, to come to your country. And
you don't want terrorists to come in, bottom line.
This really...
That should be one of the questions, then.
Are you a terrorist?
Are you currently a terrorist?
You know what? They better not have to ask that. They better know. Or that'll really make me mad.
Right.
But, you know, it's, I mean, yeah, you're taking out a whole segment of society that, but that's what you're doing. You're weaning people out who...
Isn't life built on the idea that you can better yourself?
America is built on that.
America is built on that. Even to the point where we all want our kids to be better and more successful and wealthier than we are. And everybody has that drive, and not everybody, but most of us have a drive and ambition to do well. So isn't that limiting? Putting a wall
on. They act
on
like
it.
People are coming here to just, you know, suck up all our resources.
Right.
Which probably some people are.
Yeah.
But for
the most
part,
some of our own are sucking up
the
resources.
Exactly. You know, but for the most part, yeah, that's why, I mean, that's what how we were built.
Right.
What, we were trying to change the roles.
So why now all of a sudden do we have the right to say, well, this is how we did it, but enough is enough. We don't want this anymore.
Yeah, well, because...
Look who's in office.
Yeah, I mean, because, yeah, there's sentiment is going the other way. But it is interesting, even people, immigrants, I know, that you know, Trump supporters, they're all for it. They don't, you know, and I have to remind them.
Because they're already here.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, that's how you got here.
Right.
Well, yeah, but so what? Once people get here and they become successful and they've been here, yeah.
They want to slam the door for others
to
come.
It's like, yeah, you have to always remember from where you came.
Sure, of course.
And how hard it was, right?
Because even for somebody who, like myself, has made $1 million.
A year.
I mean.
I blew $1 million on a bar bill, so I'm, yeah.
In an afternoon.
But seriously, we all start and struggle and, you know, hopefully even today we want to improve every day. Somehow we want to be a better person tomorrow than we were today. And you get to a point where, I don't know, it's kind of nice to help others do that, too. You don't get to the top and then literally slam the door and say, no more.
Right.
I feel like that's what life is actually about. I mean, you want to have your own success, your own family, your, you know, but then what else is there except that you want to help your fellow human being?
Wouldn't you think?
Yes.
Should be that way.
It should be, but we're losing sight of what's important.
It's so
a little
true.
Bit.
Yeah.
Not that we can't get back there.
Kevin, are you crying from this discussion or still thinking about Brian's song?
Brian's song.
Me too.
Yeah.
Brian's song?
Yeah, we were talking about how Brian's song makes you cry.
It is a beautiful
Every
movie.
Time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Can't help it.
No.
Yeah.
I just would like our world.
Although those questions might make me cry a little bit too now.
Yeah,
so.
I know. What an emotional finish. This was a very emotional finish today.
I don't like it.
No.
I don't like the way we finished up here. I'm going to be off for 2 days now. This is the last gasp for the weekend.
What would cheer you up?
Come on, end on a happy
note.
You
want you to do a funny dance?
You want me to do, I could do my...
do a funny dance.
My routine I do to work out.
Oh, yeah, do that.
What kind of music? What, you do jazzercise?
I do jazzercise.
Oh. Let me ask you a question. Do they just play jazz music? Because you can't exercise to jazz music.
No, it's all unbelievably great music. It's really good.
Do you do... But, line dancing and
all the
things?
Ladies there don't seem to know a lot of the words. It's like,
you complain about everything.
No, I love the ladies there because they're all a little bit older than me and they know it better than I do, but
so you're the new young whippersnapper.
Kind of, yeah, but I'm kind of flailing around most days.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up. It's a lot of hard steps.
What kind of songs do they play during jazzercise?
We have a copy. Do you want to hear this
song?
This is from Judy's jazzercise class. From last week. Oh, we're 10 seconds away. We're loading it up in our computer box.
Can't wait to hear it. We play very hip songs.
Yeah. Here it is. This is from Judy's jazzercise class. Listen. It kicks in. For people who are not in the studio, Judy is doing the moves, the jazzercise moves.
It's not about speed. It's about contraction.
Is this Brian's song?
Yes.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Then we weep, and weeping uses your muscles and your face.
Oh, you can't believe how good weeping
great.
Is for you.
It's
well,
for
you
jazzercise.
Can actually get the Hello Helens on the back of your arms when you pretend that you're, wiping
Hello
your
Helens?
Eyes.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
like
that
when you go, Hello Helen.
Thing, that's the bag thing that hangs on the bottom. You don't have it.
Bag thing. It's just untoned muscles.
I used
muscles.
To always do my grandmother's. Do I have it?
No, you don't have it at all.
Because I'm holding my arm really stiff.
No. None. All right, we must take a break, Judy.
I might go to this jazzercise.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
I love it.
Sounds like fun.
It wouldn't be very fast moving.
No, I don't really break a sweat. So
Gabe Gibran's mom teaches the class. Dorothy Kibben. All right, we'll take a quick break and then close it off. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Bill, I can't thank you enough for cheering me up at the end of our show.
I thought you'd like that.
And whoever would have thought that the theme to Brian's song would cheer me up, but you managed.
Quick correction, by the way. Henry Mancini is the composer of the theme to Brian's song, not Michelle Legrand. I stand corrected. I apologize for that.
Are you kidding?
I was wrong.
No. I mean, Henry, that doesn't seem like a Henry Mancini
type. It seems way too slow, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised too, but Kevin said it's Henry Mancini.
That's what I found on YouTube.
So...
Pink Panther.
I was almost positive Michelle Legrand, but Henry Mancini also did the theme from Creature Features, Experiment in Terror, or whatever
it's
called.
Aren't they featuring something of his music somewhere? Is it at Ravinia? I thought.
Are
I
they?
Heard this.
I'd go. I would like
I
to
was
see
listening
that.
To our commercials, and I should have paid more attention.
Also, thank you to our sponsor Sluggo for providing all the fine entertainment that we've.
Do you have slugs? Whip out some Sluggo.
Here's their catchphrase, Wendy. Hugs, not slugs. That's what it says on every bottle. Enjoy your days off.
Thank you. I will see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Go Bears. I'm going to the Bears game preseason tomorrow. I'll tell you about Glennon and... Don't help me. What's his name?
You told us not to help you.
Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, Kevin helped you, didn't he?
Not with the first name, did you? He said Trubisky. It's right. Jimmy Glennon and Mitch John Glennon.
He's an astronaut.
No, John Lennon.
Yeah.
What's Glennon?
Mike
Glennon. I wouldn't have known that.
Yes.
I'll let you know who I like.
We're out of theme. No more. There's more themes.
This is like an 8-minute song.
Henry Mancini wrote this.
Jeff Beck.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.